Now to this, new research on gender diversity in Aotearoa's music industry has found that 70% of women in the industry experience bias, disadvantage or discrimination compared to just 10% of men. 45% of women reported they don't feel safe in places where music is made or performed, twice the rate for men. Now the Massey University report was based on the survey responses of 600 New Zealand singer-songwriters. The lack of gender diversity in festival and concert lineups was regularly mentioned, and women reported instances of being turned down because an event has filled its quota. With us is Anna Eddington, aka Edie, a vocalist, music producer, and PhD student at the College of Creative Arts at Massey, whose research is looking at gender disparity in music production. So, Anna, kia ora, welcome.
Kia ora, Wallace. How are you?
Good, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. So, just out today, the first research of its kind in New Zealand. How important is it to have these findings out in the open?
I think it's very important. I mean, this kind of study has been done across the globe and in Western popular music worlds. And I think the findings are kind of what we've suspected for a while, but having these statistics give us a real solid solid evidence that we can use to create kind of interventions that are going to make a difference rather than it being anecdotal or kind of passing the buck or that kind of thing. So it's really, really important to see these figures.
I mean, quite a high number, isn't it? 70% of women experience bias, disadvantage, discrimination. Do you hear a lot about this as a woman working in the industry, Anna?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's really hard. The New Zealand music industry is so small that it's very hard for women or gender diverse people to speak up because so much work is reliant on who knows who and reputation. So, I mean, that's the other reason why this study is so important. It really allows, the anonymity allows people to be really honest about what they've experienced. And it's actually really sad. I mean, 70.1% is a huge number of people.
Yeah. Zina, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think in some ways the findings probably won't surprise too many people. The number is probably higher than people thought. And having that backed by evidence is a really important thing. But, you know, it's a bit like Me Too and what we saw, you know, in the entertainment industry in the US. It's what we've seen with the legal profession in New Zealand and some other sectors. And another manifestation of male privilege in another sector and, you know, the power dynamics within work environments. I think the most important thing here, though, is now we've got that hard evidence is, you know, what happens next and what actions we actually take to try and change it.
Yeah. I mean, Anna, you work in music production. You're a producer as well. I mean, what have you seen or experienced yourself, perhaps?
Yeah, so I started life as a vocalist, and I think vocalists are the only kind of role in the music industry across the globe where you don't see such disparity. And so I kind of have taken the journey from vocalist, where, you know, a lot of women have lots of role models who are vocalists who often work with producers. I've sort of taken the journey from vocalist to producer, and it's been a hard learning curve and lots of obstacles along the way, lots of imposter syndrome, lots of kind of disbelief when I put tracks forward, you know, as demos or finished products, people saying, oh, who produced that for you? There's such a trope in people's minds and stereotypes that women, people can't visualize women doing these kind of more technical roles because technical prowess is still quite a masculine thing that, you know, people assume to be very masculine. So it has been hard, and it in terms of opportunities and perception of skill, myself and my contemporaries, there's a growing group of us in New Zealand who are women or gender diverse people getting into production. You know, we do go through the same things, unfortunately. So we're grouping together and sort of supporting each other through it. But there's a lot of disbelief, and it can be quite creatively disheartening. But we're working on ways to help that.
Well, it's really lovely to have you on the program, Anna. Thank you very much for taking the time for us.
Thanks,
that is Anna Edington, a.k.a. Edie. Chris, final thought, who produced that for you? Hey, I did.
Yeah, me, myself, I. Good female vocalist and producer there, Jane Armour Trading.
Yeah.